A new program in southeast Queensland and northern New South Wales is creating a safe space for queer Australians with a disability. Daffodil Therapy and Care designed the space to empower queer people with a disability, allowing more confidence and providing better services to suit their needs. The Wire's Mark Leonard spoke with Gold Coast Director of Daffodil Therapy and Care, Kelly Carpenter.
Then when I moved to Australia, nursing, mental health nursing was very different to what I was used to. I'm used to nursing autonomously, and you can just feel like your decisions are making a difference. And I didn't feel that I was making a huge difference to people while doing the role I was doing within Queensland Health. And somebody mentioned, you know, why don't I just do some one-on-one work in the NDIS? And I did a little bit of research into it, and I said, okay, so psychosocial recovery coaching is where, you know, you do some mental health work, you build some care plans for people, you work through really personalised, individualised care, and you help people work through things and achieve things. And I said, yeah, I could do that. That's, you know, the bread and butter of what I've been doing for my career.
I understand Daffodil has launched a new program with safe spaces for queer participants. You know, can you tell us more about that, please?
We've done this because I have a great management team now. So while it was just me on my own, I, again, carefully picked my management team. And actually, as part of that management team, we have two members of the queer community. And we all have these conversations about where is the safe place for people to go. And we know that disabled people face in the first place, but also not just, you know, when you are queer and disabled, there's 27% of those people face discrimination within sort of the workplace and society. So you're three times more likely to face discrimination from the queer community with a disability. So we were thinking, well, how can we create a safe place for those people? What can we do? So we've recently started an advisory committee that the link is on our website under the groups tab. And it's open to anybody. You don't have to be part of the NDIS. You just need to be part of the queer community. So it is just for the queer space. And we want those people to come in and work with us and tell us what we need to do.
What do you feel that's important for you to work within the queer community? Like, why does that feel important to you?
Because we have to change the way people think. We have to have a society where people realise that it doesn't matter to you if someone loves someone of a different gender, a different sex. It doesn't matter as long as it's safe and it's love. Why does it affect someone's life? You know, and that is it. We need to have so much more acceptance. The thought that people have to go around and hide who they are. And, you know, there is someone who told me recently that for many years they had to hide who they were, talk differently when they were talking to people, and try and act straight. And that just broke my heart because I don't have to try and act anything other than what I am. I'm just me. So why does someone have to go out into the community and try and act differently? Just in case, like you, someone recoils when they shake your hand or they look at you funny because you're wearing a bright colour or you talk in a certain way. You know, you are still a person. You're still as valuable as anybody else. And there should never be a world where that is not accepted. And that is why we have to make a change.
What are the challenges queer people with disabilities face in terms of support access, living their lives, how they're treated as queer people within the disability space as well?
People in the disability space face discrimination at the best of times. No matter who you are or what disability you have, you do find that those people do suffer that sort of more discrimination. It's harder for people to find housing, it's harder for people to find employment. You know, I've seen people with a disability who've tried to help people get employment, and they're looked at as if, you know, they're going to take more sick leave or, you know, we're not going to be able to cater to their needs. And so they tend to just, you know, they're more disadvantaged in that way. When you add in the disadvantage of queer people as well, who are also, without a disability, discriminated against and find it harder to gain employment, find it harder to gain housing and that type of thing, you combine those two things and it just goes to show. And as I said earlier on, people who are queer and have a disability are three times more likely to be discriminated against. And so that in itself, those statistics, those numbers, just goes to show the barriers face. And that's what we're trying to do, is break down those barriers.
Kelly Carpenter from Daffodil Therapy and Care there, speaking with The Wire's Mark Leonard.